You need more help than ever before in gambling. It's hard enough as it is the way they've set it up now. You need Fat Jack even more. You go to FatJackSports.com. We talk every Friday. Everything is online. Doesn't have to hide because he's good. And I'm wondering if he did what I did last night. Whenever a line makes absolutely no sense, seems crazy, go with the line because they probably know more than you do. Who could see the Jets being a favorite? Maybe Fat Jack did, but everybody thought the line was crazy. Go with the line. And the Jets won and covered easily. All right, Fat Jack, any logic to that theory or is that dangerous?
I mean, that alone is dangerous. But if you look at the results tab, you'll see that we had the Jets last night. Everybody gets the same plays and they're posted there. You see the Jets were an easy winner.
Why'd you take them?
You know, well, a couple reasons. Number one, their last outing was not as bad as what it looked like. And so you look at public perception about what a team is versus what people think they are. The Jets last time out, they had 20 points, no turnovers, and held their opponent to under 250 yards previously in the NFL. With that stat line, the teams were 750-0. No team had ever lost that with that stat line, 20 points, no turnovers, and allowed less than 250 yards. After last week with the Jets loss, they were 750-1. So there was a little bit of value there. The team is coming together, not as quickly as the general public would like. Aaron Rodgers is still not, not playing up to what people think he should. Devontae Adams is slow to get into the groove. They're a slow starting team anyway. But Houston has flaws. Houston, as we saw last night, Houston doesn't stop the run. Houston doesn't tackle that well. Houston doesn't, when you get pressure on the quarterback, he looks very human real quick. So it was a combination of those things. Also, New York 7-2-1 against the spread in the series. And this is with a New York offense that didn't have Aaron Rodgers in a lot of those covers. They, generally speaking, match up pretty well against Houston. So a bunch of reasons, none of which are mentioned, that all of the sharps were on the Jets, and every $50 player I've ever talked to loved Houston last night. So if you like Houston last night, you're probably not going to win a lot of money betting on sports, and even more reason to go to FatJackSports.com.
All right, Indiana, I want to go college football. At some point, they got to lose. Here's the next homer theory. Indiana has won, I believe, 7 straight against the spread. I'm going against them. I don't know who they're playing. I don't know where they're playing. Yeah, at some point, can't win all the games against the spread. Take it away, Fat Jack.
So there's a big difference, Homer, between I'm going to go against Indiana and I'm going to walk up to the window with, I don't know, $500, $1,000, $2,000, and I'm going to bet against Indiana. And I think that's where there's kind of a separation. Indiana is 7-1 against the spread, overachieving by everybody's metrics this year. But there's a couple of these games in the Big Ten specifically that you either probably want to keep playing the trend to continue or just don't play the game. There's easy spots this week, in my opinion, in college football, none of which are trying to figure out whether, because you're right, Indiana most likely is going to lose. They're certainly not going to cover the rest of the year. But trying to predict when that's going to happen is easier said than done. So you don't get in front of a freight train when it's out of control and the general public doesn't even believe that it's as good as it is. The other one that's like that is trying to predict whether Penn State is finally going to beat a decent team or not.
No, they're not.
It was 2016 the last time they beat a good team. And at home, the last 6 times they've received points, they've lost every single one of them. So they generally – they don't win against exactly spots just like this. So are you going to – do you like Ohio State or not? Who's Ohio State beating? I mean, who is their best win?
They're also not as good as people think as maybe their name, right?
So just because it's on TV doesn't mean we have to bet it. I think that's the lesson as we head into November. Separate your who I'm going to watch on Saturday and Sunday and who I'm going to bet on so that I can make money. Look for teams like Oregon that we saw against Illinois. It was one of my releases of my clients. There's a few games this weekend that you have teams that are going to score against just about anybody, against teams that couldn't score against just about anybody. And that's what you're getting there. You're getting that Oregon going to score against just about anybody. Michigan is going to be fine if teams play Big Ten football. Oregon is not playing Big Ten football. They score more points than that. It's going to be tough to keep up and tough to cover 15 or 14 and a half to 15 if you can't score. Kansas State going to Houston. Houston, 123rd total offense, 14 points a game. They've been shut out 3 times this year. Kansas State beat them 41-0 last year. That is tough to cover 13 or 14 points if you can't score. So look for spots like that. No, those are not going to be the most enjoyable games to watch, but that money spends exactly the same as trying to figure out whether Penn State's going to finally be a ranked team or not. So watch Penn State, Ohio State, bet on those games.
That's why you listen to Fat Jack. Go to FatJackSports.com. All right, everybody's curious about Iowa, Wisconsin. I don't have any idea. Also, everybody's curious about Green Bay and Detroit. I don't have any idea either. So help me out.
Yeah, Iowa-Wisconsin is really difficult because it should go under, but Iowa in general has been going over. So they've been figuring out a way to get the total over, either by giving up some points late or scoring enough. That's a really tough one to predict. Stay away from that one. And as far as the Packers go, tell me what percentage Jordan Love's going to be if he plays, and I'll have a better, much better guess whether they can stay with again.
No, it's not going to be real high. I can tell you that. Dr. Homer says not going to be real high.
So we saw the last time he played but wasn't 100%. He stood back in the shotgun all day right after he had the knee injury and looked very human. They didn't play well. They didn't score any points. And this is a step up in class. Detroit 6-1 against the spread, their last seven, second best in the NFL. Jordan Love, as long as he can get under center, run the football, run play action off of that, they are a totally different offense than if he either A, doesn't play, or B, stands back in the shotgun all day where they can't get that look. And I suspect you're exactly right that even if he plays, a groin injury is not something that is easy to get under center, drop back to the 3-5 step, drops, plant, throw, after reaching out and faking a play-action handoff. So I don't think he's 100%. I play Detroit or I'd stay out of the way. Easier spots on Sunday. Let's look at a couple of teams that have a good record or at least a decent record, but they have not played or beaten anybody. Those type teams are overvalued. No matter how good they are teams like Buffalo. Buffalo 6-2 against 6-2 straight up. They have zero wins of those six games against a team with a winning record. So they've beaten a bunch of bottom feeders. So a team like Miami with Tua back basically went from the emergency room to this line of scrimmage. They're a much better offense with him in the lineup than they are without. Look for them to score some points. Again, they don't have to win. Just cover the number. You're going to, in November, you have to be uncomfortable betting on some of these teams that aren't the better team, but are going to be the best side, especially as line value goes. The other one like that, Cincinnati, underachieving by most metrics this year. But they're of their three wins, Homer, those are against teams that are a combined 5-18 straight up. So Cincinnati's not beating anybody that's any good. And also, by the way, 0-4 straight up and against the spread at home. So they're not good at home, either versus the number or straight up. Las Vegas is the worst coach in the entire league, in my opinion. He mismanages almost every situation he gets. Minshew is inconsistent. Their defense doesn't tackle. They lost Davante Adams. All those things are true. But we're not looking to cover. When you lay over a touchdown in the NFL, you had better dominate a team. They're never as bad as you appear, never as good as you appear. The public bets have turned. Last week, public bets, Baltimore, Green Bay, Cincinnati. How'd that get you guys? You play those three teams, you're 0-for. Be uncomfortable walking to the window and playing some of these teams that may not be the better team, but are going to provide great value and, in turn, increase your bankroll. That's what I'm doing here at FatJackSports.com, and I can help you win.
FatJackSports.com, and we have 30 seconds, and I want you to tell people the worst thing they do. What's the stupidest thing they do? And
Parlays are breaking everybody. Parlays are breaking everybody, Homer. It's literally the worst thing you could possibly do. Is that what you had another stupid thing, or is that
no?
What
I just want to kind of make sure that you not only do well, but also, you know, don't do really stupid. Because
homie, in a parlay. There's four options of what the outcome. All right. So if you're a 50-50 gambler, you got favorite, underdog, favorite, underdog. There's four possible. Two team parlays do not pay 4-1. They pay 2.5-1. And those are the best odds you're going to get on a parlay. You're never going to make money betting parlay.
So if the odds were different, you would consider it.
You would consider it. And that's at a 50% win total.
Right.
Jim, public gamblers could not hit 50%, but even if they can, you're not being paid enough based on the amount of times you're going to hit a parlay. You're basically giving your money away. It's making casinos rich. Stop doing it. Go to FatJackSports.com. Breeders' Cup plays are free this weekend when you sign up for football or basketball. Last year, if you played even the minimum on those races, you made almost $5,000 for free. Get signed up, get those free plays, and make money at FatJackSports.com.
Thanks, Jack.
Have a good week.
FatJackSports.com. Gary Ellison again. Next.